want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm, then use your palm. Stay on the scene. I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Thank you.
Hello. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Well, we have great things of track today. Today, I actually had some friends help me out with some requests, so kind of partially my aesthetic, partially theirs, but hoping you're in for some good music. Of course, we are always starting with some vaporwave out here. This was an XXXXXS with High Pressure Research featuring D Savage Beats from their album Fuji to Scale from Headcount Records. Great, great vaporwave album, especially if you're kind of liking more of the jazz rather than future funk. NXXXXXS is a great way to start. If you also would want to look at Cats Corp is a great one, and Hong Kong Express is another one you'd want to look at. But anyway, we got more music. We have some Chord to Pirate on the way and even more. But thank you so much for listening. And don't touch that dial because we got some more music on the line. Thank you.
Laisse-moi tomber, laisse-nous tomber. Laisse la nuit trembler.
Why, hello, hello, hello. I hope you enjoy this first core of songs. Well, because they're core to pirate song in the beginning. From core to pirate, Oublie Moi. I took Spanish. I don't know French. But the translates to Carry On from the album Roses. And then Imagine Dragons song Radioactive from the album Night Visions. Definitely their big single. If you've even heard Imagine Dragons, probably Radioactive comes to mind. I mean, Demons was a song, and Bet My Life and Top of the World was a song. But probably if you asked anybody about those songs, they'd be like, what? And I'd be like, I don't know. So that's how it's going. Hope you guys enjoyed. We had a little bit of technical difficulties in the moving. I couldn't find Ox 2, and Ox 1 didn't seem to show up on our soundboard. So, you know, there was a little bit of floundering. You heard a little bit of Rivendell, but other than that, should be good. We're going to move on with some more music coming up. I'm hoping you guys enjoy. Next two songs for great beats at this Twilight Zone hour. Thank you guys for tuning in.
This time we might just disappear.
Hello, hello, hello. So and I hope you enjoyed that next core of songs. The first one was Ghost by Mystery Skulls from the album Forever, and then Shut Up and Let Me Go by the Ting Tings with the album We Started Nothing. This actually came out in the year 2008, and I'm still kind of surprised about this. By the way, we actually have someone in the studio right now. I don't know if she'll speak.
Oh, hey. No, totally. I'm Jen. I'm a friend of DJ Tolstoy. I want to say thank you to our 7 listeners, because we may not have the largest contingency, but God, they are dedicated. It's 4
right?
in the morning.
I know. I still try to like bring out people and be like, come on, guys, let's call out. Like, what are you doing at 4 a.m. on basically it's Wednesday night. Like, let's be real. Like, it's technically Thursday right now, but whenever you pull an all-nighter, I feel like, it's literally just been, like, Wednesday part two. Like,
real question is, like, why are you doing this? It's always, why are you doing this?
Yeah, honestly. Like, I know why I'm up. I have to be up. I've been working to be up.
You gotta bring the music to the people.
Yeah, that's true. For all the people that are somehow up at 4 a.m.,
like us, just like us.
Yeah.
So thank you for making us not feel alone in this.
Yeah, exactly. So we're not talking into the void. But are we already? That's truly the question.
Constantly.
Yeah.
So tell us about this next core of songs.
Next core of songs, we've got some Joywave, and actually a song that you put. Wait, use your name, right? I was like,
oh yeah. No, I'm not using. I haven't come up with a DJ name yet. At some point, I might.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'd love to hear DJ name. And whoever is listening, you should totally call in with suggestions on DJ names.
Yes, please.
For Jen here. Jen helped me out on this playlist a lot. Radioactive was both of our mutual friend Alex's pick. But a lot of these songs, like Code to Pirate, was actually a request by Jen. She gave me a great amount of music to work with, so
the correct pronunciation of that song is Oublie-moi.
Oh, I'm telling you, I learned Spanish, not French. Thank you. Yeah, I went to France, and I hid behind my dad the whole time, so, you know.
Incredible. That's absolutely incredible.
Isn't it? Yeah. You'd be surprised about how little you can speak French when you hide behind someone. It's actually a good lot. But anyway, we will move on to music. Thanks. This is a special episode of Small Cactus Radio. I've got a guest here. I never thought I'd ever have a guest here on
Small Cactus Guest Radio Hour.
Yeah, it's like special episode, like after school special episode right here.
Episode 100 or something.
Yeah, even though it's literally like the second out of like a semester.
Wow, incredible.
Isn't that wild?
That is wild. Yeah. You've been doing this for a semester though, so
yeah, hey,
you've got this down pat.
I'd like to think so, you know? I mean, it's kind of like the Wild West out here at like 4 a.m. Like, I mean, sure, someone somewhere might be doing quality control, but either way, it's freeform. I literally signed up for this show to be freeform.
The Wild West with the wild guest, then.
You're the wild guest. Oh my gosh. But yeah, we're going to move on. We have some Joy Wave coming down the line. I find that I'm putting a lot more Joy Wave than I think is almost like a tradition. Like, I always put some metric in here as well. It's very funny that way. But either way, we will move on from here. I hope you guys enjoy, and we will talk to you in a short bit.
Distribute. Show me my opponent.
Hello. All right. I hope you enjoyed this next little core of songs. I always say core because you're on as well. I'm mastering the thing. Like, you just do the two fingers.
It's the
and
double tap.
Yeah, you do the double tap. And core is what you would use as 13 episode sections of seasons of anime. And I kind of like that in general, just kind of having a way to, like, just organize, you know, songs or segments, because core just sounds like unique, you know?
Have you ever heard of, like, a chapter of songs?
No, I've never heard that. Do you want me to start using it?
Yes.
Do you want,
very
like,
much,
next
yes,
time,
please.
I'm say, like, the please. Next chapter of songs?
The next chapter.
Awesome.
In this lovely, lovely story of
yes.
music.
Well, because it's halftime, I do have to do my obligatory PSA of the week. And I've actually already read you this one. I kind of was explaining this. I really like the fact you can also hear, like, the, like, crackling of, like...
Oh, of paper. Hey, this is real paper. We're not selling out. We're not...
Yeah. We're here for the fans, guys.
We killed trees for this radio.
Yeah. A lot of trees. Well, I don't know.
Single
I mean, everything's
tree.
On the internet.
Single tree. One tree.
I feel like you can make more... This would be like a sapling. We've killed a tree baby with this binder.
A tree baby.
Yeah.
Dang.
We're tree baby killers, but it's all for the greater good, because we're going to talk to you about why not to cover your computer camera. I mean, why not cover your computer camera? Like, as
so
if you should
we're
be.
We're saying we should.
Yeah, we're saying you should.
Okay.
With
you so far.
If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
What is the worst thing that you could cover your computer camera with? Like, I'm gonna... Okay, we'll go on three. We say what we think the worst thing is. One, two, three. Your tongue.
Oh, I forgot. I was gonna say, like, poodle. Because, like, just wouldn't move. Like you would just, like, try to, like, place your poodle. Like, it would even worse would be, like, a standard. So you kind of, like, stick your to the standard. It would just run off. Like...
Well, but, like, okay. Are we talking about, like, taping your poodle to your computer? Because that might be worse than your tongue.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I think you win. I think you just win. I can't think of anything worse than like taping an actual live dog to your computer.
Yeah, maybe like a mountain lion.
A mountain lion.
Yeah.
No, because like at least then you've got like the cool factor, right?
But imagine with like the state of your computer after a mountain lion has been done with it.
Okay, but consider that your dog would also probably just destroy the thing.
That's true. I mean, I guess if cool factor is somewhere there. I mean, I think you could have that kind of like bragging rights in which,
I literally taped a mountain lion to my computer.
Would bear have the same effect, do you think?
I think bear would have the same effect. I think bear would be, like, pretty solid at least.
Okay. How about a poison dart? Oh, yeah, my dad.
not just your dad, but, like, a dad.
Oh, my gosh. Dad's, like, just a general dad. Yes.
Well, like, a generic dad. Like, the most generic dad. Like, golf shorts and, like, dad jokes.
Dad. Okay, I think I would say that...
Who would win in a fight, a dad or a bear?
Oh, gosh. I bet, like, depending on, like, what's at stake for the dad, like, say his, like, kid, I think, like, there's been stories about, like, like a grandma literally lifting a whole entire car to get, like, her grandchildren out of there. I think, like, it would be difficult. I think it would be a tough match, but I think that we shouldn't count out the dad.
What if the bear is a dad?
Well, actually...
Bear dad versus human dad.
Bear dads actually... mother bears actually hide her babies from the dads because the dad actually goes off to try to kill the babies.
Are you serious?
Yeah, exactly. That's why that's why you always hear mama bear. It's because she basically bravely fights even against her, like, you know, the father against trying to kill the babies just for their safety, you know?
All right, well, that mother tree certainly did not do a good job of protecting her baby tree from our binder of death.
I mean, lumberjacks are pretty powerful.
Lumberjack. Trees can't move. Lumberjack beats tree. Tree beats bear. Bear beats lumberjack. We've invented rock, paper, scissors.
I agree. Okay.
Thank you for inviting me to your show.
I'm so glad you're here. I am too. This is actually, well, I'm like a seasoned warrior at this, but this, how is this your first time doing something like this?
Oh, it's doing something for me.
Oh, yeah. It's wild.
It is a time. It's lovely, actually. You all should sign up to be DJs in the fall times.
Yeah. Exactly. I am currently trying to convince Jen right now to become a DJ and, you know, join this heck.
Boy, howdy, it sure seems like fun.
It's so much fun. I mean, I say it's heck, but probably if this is what heck is like, then I am on board. I'm enjoying this. Get to play great music, talk to people.
Well, gee darn.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. So wait, what is the next chapter in our songbook?
Okay, so we have some Charlie XCX coming down the line, and we're just going to keep on going with that. Might even do a three-song chapter. I don't know. We might want to fit in some metric here. Normally, I don't talk as much as I do, but man, do I love it.
It's wonderful.
Really wonderful. So, you know.
I'm still surprised no one's come up with a name for me yet. We have seven lovely, lovely listeners.
Yeah, wait, let me check. Let me update this. We still have seven.
Dang.
Seven are still listening to us.
Seven. I nailed it, though. I nailed it. Can I just say, without looking, I nailed it.
Yes, you totally nailed it. And that's awesome. I say this is some pretty great times right here.
Pretty great.
Pretty great.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Just lovely.
Lovely.
Lovely, lovely times.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. All right. So, I will turn on the next score of songs, and I hope you guys enjoy, and it's gonna be great!
I thought you said the next chapter
of songs. Chapter! It's the next chapter of songs. I need to get used to it. I'll definitely say last chapter. That'll definitely be a thing. I'll make sure.
Aw, thank you.
Of course. Alright, thank you, and hope you guys enjoy, our seven listeners.
Yeah. Dispárame, dispárame fuerte. to you.
Right. I hope you guys enjoy this next chapter.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I remembered. I in this weird, hazy place, I actually remembered.
I'm glad that one of us can hold things in their head for more than 7 minutes because, God, I almost forgot.
Well, this is why I'm telling you. You just kind of start getting used to not being cogent for the daytime, but then somehow on Thursday night you get moments of clarity, you know? Well, Wednesday part two night.
I am at best mostly cogent during the day. So, you know, right now I am I'm really just happy to be here. That's a good time.
I'm glad to bring you on here. Thank you so much for coming on. This is really great. You know, of course not again to all my business on air, but it's been a rough week, so it's been great having someone up on here, you know?
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
No, for sure.
Yeah. So it's still looking pretty good. So on to what we have just played. First one was Charlie XCX's song So Over You from her album Sucker. This would be her second full length album after Modern Romance. Is it True Romance? I think it's Modern Romance. Don't quote me on that. It's 4:55 a.m. But either way, second album. Definitely one of my favorites. I like a couple songs from her first album, like Nuclear Seasons and Grins. But other than that, I definitely am more biased towards this one. And she did make an LP after this, which got Needle Drop's EP of the Year. Vroom Vroom. Which was, I listened to it single, but I haven't listened to the rest of it. I really should get into that. Sophie is a pretty darn good producer. I've played Vizzy on this show before, actually. And then David Guetta's Titanium, Spanish version. It's a single. Definitely, I love this song because it's actually one of the first times my Spanish teachers ever used Spanish songs to try to teach us. I think it was to teach us reflexive verbs, actually.
And, like, see, this is your area of expertise. We've already done one in French, and now we've got one in Spanish. So now we've got one where I did not understand it, but it sounded great.
Yeah, it was really great. I don't really remember too much of the vocab from before, but I do remember some of it. I remember that's how I learned what, like, jamás meant, which means never.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And so stuff like that, kind of just learning. I think it was reflexive verbs. I really do, because I know Ave Maria was to learn the future. Fotografía was to learn. I think it was it passive voice? No, it was past. Yeah, it was like preterite and imperfect. I had like Mientes by this one other musician. I can't remember the name of. But either way, yeah.
You should play it sometime.
Maybe. I wasn't a big fan of the rest of it. Ave Maria holds a special place in my heart for a different reason. And Titanium is something I like. But either way, last one. Of course, I had to make sure kind of to put in Metric Song. This was Wet Blanket from their first album. Old World Underground, Where Are You Now? Definitely not my favorite album, but definitely there's some good ones off there. I always recommend checking out Metric if you haven't already. And man, if you're listening to the Small Cactus Radio, you definitely know that Metric is always where it's at when it comes to here.
I prefer Imperial, but you know, I guess that's just from growing up in the U.S.
You know, you're right. I think about this, like,
I'm way too proud of that one.
You shouldn't not be proud of that one. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's perfect. Especially Metric is actually a Canadian band that actually gets way more popularity than it does back in the States.
Oh, hey, me too. I'm Canadian. Jeez, I'm just thinking of... It's just like I'm saying sentences now. They don't even make sense in conversation. They're just statements.
You're just spitballing here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so surprisingly so, it's already 4:58 somehow. I have no idea how these things happen.
Oh, wow.
So we must close in with an instrumental. And actually, we're going to go out with some Toriana. Maybe if I'm around, I can release the song name. I'm not supposed to release it before it plays. Some kind of tradition, more of an artifact of the past than anything from what I've heard, but always something good to keep up. But anyway, it was great talking to you and to everyone. Thanks, Jen, for being on the show.
Oh, of course.
We still need to find a DJ name for you. I guess that's with time.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So that's awesome. Well, this was the Small Cactus Radio Hour with DJ Tolstoy and Jen. And in case you haven't figured out, you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you guys so much for this night. Thank you guys for listening. And we are going into an outro. Do you have anything else to say before I hit
it? Just to pick up your freeforms from this freeform radio, please come on down to... this joke would be a lot better if I knew what this place's address was.
Yeah, I don't even know this address. I just know the building.
Sweet. Well, okay, considering that failed miserably, let's move on to
the outro.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.